Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to Olivia, who is stepping in for Jacob today. Hey, Olivia.
Hey there, Erica.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah, did a bunch of yard work, and that always feels good.
It does. You know, when you kind of get something accomplished, mm-hmm. it kind of gets to a little bit of what we've been talking about. And I know you're not my regular producer, but if you've heard the show, you've heard during the past couple of months, I've had several episodes dedicated to creating balance in our lives, as well as dedicated discussions to self-care.
Yeah.
And this is such an important topic because I don't know about you, but I know for myself, I can struggle to sustain self-care routines. Like you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, I really, you know, I am so worn out. I need to take better care of myself. You know, as a coach, it's do as I say, not as I do sometimes, which I know is not always good. But I don't know if you've ever experienced that yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everyone has at least at one point or another. I feel like you kind of come into moments of balance and then, you know, something changes in your life and you've got to put more energy into one thing or another. And, you know, that balance can easily be tipped, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's one reason, especially during this pandemic and the just changing times, I've dedicated so many episodes because it needs to be repeated. It needs to be learned. And that's what we're going to talk about during today's episode. We're going to take a look at why this happens and discover how one simple shift can make all the difference. And my guest today is Jamie Leitner, and she's a life coach certified through Turning Leaf Health and Wellness and has a bachelor's in social work. She is a co-author of Two Sisters Misguided Manual to Motherhood and the co-founder of the female self-love movement, Girl, I Got You. For the past 12 years, Jamie has enjoyed working with clients one-on-one and in group workshops. She works with individuals on self-confidence and seeing their true authenticity. Jamie helps parents navigate the waves of parenting, giving them tools that promote relationship, communication, and accountability with their children. Jamie's motto, which I love, it's perfect not to be perfect. We are all amazing human beings, and the only thing keeping us from seeing that is ourselves. So Jamie, thank you for joining me today. And let's get started on how self-care can increase our capacity so we can freely give, freely love, and freely live. Welcome, Jamie.
Jamie, I think you're muted there. Oh, there we go.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how that happened.
So welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica.
So we're hearing more and more about self-care, especially since the pandemic and the heightened stress levels of so many people. What does it mean to practice self-care and how do you actually carry it out?
Well, you know, I have a different twist on this. I know I love how popular self-care is becoming in our culture. Like, I feel like it's a lot more widely accepted and even known to be important. I think, you know, a decade ago, it wasn't as something that we focused on. But to me, self-care starts before the actual massage or the actual time that we take for ourselves. It starts with valuing ourselves. And this is an interesting concept because in today's age, we find ourselves looking outside of ourselves for value. You know, we get our value from our success. We get our value from people's approval. And I feel like the first act of self-care is to actually value you, actually like you, believe in you, and let your opinion matter more than anybody else's.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I think that's sometimes really hard. You know, we look for validation in other people or material things without looking within.
Yes, yes. And it's funny, we don't realize that our need for somebody else's approval actually undermines the self-care that we do. You know, we might get a massage, we might take some time for ourselves, but because we are so keyed in to the external world to decide who we are, it's undermining those acts. It's like, I like to say, it's like filling a bucket with a hole in it. You know, yes. if I don't first believe in me, then I can go get a massage. But as soon as I get out of that massage, I'm looking to somebody else to tell me it's okay. It's like that whole busyness is a badge of honor type culture that we live in. It's almost like we have to wait for somebody else to say, yep, you've worked hard enough. You deserve self-care now.
Well, and I think it's deeper, right? It's self, yes, a massage or a facial or a girl's night, or, you know, buying that dress you've been eyeing. Those are some self-care things that you can do, but it's deeper, right? It's deeper than that. It's kind of like, you know, putting makeup over a blemish, but not really treating the problem. What are you eating? What is your environment? Are you washing your face? You know, all those. What is the underlying thing that you need to do? And here you're saying it's value. It's respecting yourself, loving yourself, and really knowing that comes from within.
Absolutely. I love that total analogy. That is absolutely perfect. And one thing, two tips that I can give you on where to start with that valuing yourself. One, I will no longer get my value externally. These two are actually quotes from my mentor, Dean Nixon. I love these, but I will no longer get my value externally. And the second one, I will no longer allow myself to talk negatively to myself about myself. Like, I think if we can start with those two things, now we're getting more to the root of things. That to me is more to the root of taking care of you.
I do. And I truly believe that, because, you know, if you think about it and you look at everybody on social media and their life looks so perfect, trust me, I don't know how many times I hear, well, let me see that picture before you post it. And I think that's funny, is that, you know, if your life was as great as it looked on social media, where would we all be? Right.
And yes. Yes.
It's like one of the forms of self-care, like a quick tip I told somebody once is unplug, turn off social media, don't watch the news. I'm not saying go dark, you know, completely, but, you know, you see all the negativity a lot of the times. You know, you need to educate yourself, of course, but what are you putting into your body with your viewing, with your hearing, with your, you know, those sort of things? Just unplug, forget it. Everybody wants to look good.
I love that. And because, you know, when we're on the social media, that triggers that comparison game, right? Mm-hmm. So where you say, you know, yeah, everybody's putting their best foot forward on social media, which then triggers comparison, which goes back to that original rule of getting my value externally. Yep. You know, if you're comparing yourself to someone else, your whole identity is going to be based on who you're standing next to. If you're standing next to someone that, first of all, you've judged as beneath you, you're going to feel good about yourself, still out of judgment and fear. If you're standing next to someone who you've judged as better than you, well, now you don't feel good about yourself. So yeah, unplug and let go of comparison, and then plug right back into you. Who are you? What do you value? What do you believe in? You know, what shines out from your being?
So I can tell, Jamie, you are really passionate about this. What made you get into this, right? What made you want to focus a little bit on this itself?
You know, I am really passionate about it. And it's funny, it was about a decade ago, I ended up in the seminars through Turning Leaf Wellness Center, which is actually where I went and trained and got my certification from. But it was such an eye-opening moment to me in that seminar to realize that I was the reason why I was exhausted. I was the reason I felt like I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I was the reason I had the image of myself that I had. You know, I couldn't look at my life and be like, so-and-so messed me up and I've been through this trauma. And, you know, I couldn't even blame the external if I wanted to, because in a moment I realized it was the way I was seeing myself that was draining me. It was the way I was seeing myself that was causing me to not take care of me. And so when I made that shift, I got so much more capacity and so much more energy to be the mom I wanted to be the wife I wanted to be. I realized that there wasn't, you know, I didn't have to start checking things off in the list anymore to be okay. All I had to do was see myself, see my worth. And I had so much freedom come with that. I thought, I want to give this to more people. I wanted to pass on, you know, that ability to shift your own self-concept. That's the cool part. We have control of how we see ourselves. We don't Yes. have control of how other people see us. And so I remember when I had that realization of, okay, wait, it's just me. It's only up to me. Well, that's perfect. I can do that. It's just me. And then I was like, wait, it's just me. There's no magic button. There's no person I can call to push the magic button. Wait, it's just me. It's
like, I got to do the work.
Yeah, it was the best, worst news ever.
Yes. No, and I love that. And it's something we tend to undervalue ourselves. I was making a joke once and then I saw it out, you know, everywhere after this. I'm like, hey, I didn't even know this existed. It was my sister and she says something about, I need to know my worth. I said, you need to know your worth and then add tax. Because yes. you undercut yourself. I mean, it's just like when you're first starting out in business, you don't want to put something too high because you're afraid that people will think that it's not worth spending that. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm just undervaluing myself and my abilities to provide services. And it's the same thing as, what is your worth? And that's one thing that we are gonna talk about. So we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about valuing yourself takes grit. But before we go to break, Jamie, tell folks how they can reach you and what you are giving away to listeners.
Well, you could reach me at jamieleitner.com, right through my website. You can get with me. Today, I am giving away a 20-minute meet and greet. It's just a discovery call of just get with me and let's find out if you resonate with me and how I can help you.
Great. So if you are interested in that, listeners, just send a note here, give us your name and your email, and we can connect you with Jamie directly, or just reach out to Jamie via her website. So you are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet, dive into your healing journey, and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Thanks again to my guest, Jamie Leitner, for joining the discussion on self-care. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thank you, Erica.
So self-care can be seen as a value really in and of itself, right? It's that overarching purpose for many acts that improve our health and well-being. Sometimes self-care in many cultures often viewed really as an isolated perspective, exercising, eating well, doing the small things that make us feel better. But just like exercising, eating, and eating well, both take dedication and determination. It takes you valuing yourself and being dedicated and determined to continue. So Jamie, you say valuing yourself takes grit. Tell listeners what you mean by that.
Well, I think, you know, when you hear the words self-care or you hear the words value you, I always feel like it sends out this flowery message like, oh, I love me and the sun is shining and the flowers are blooming and I'm going to lay on a blanket and take care of myself, right? It just sounds so peaceful and easy. Just get the right mindset and you will value yourself. When I have found it truly does take grit, like it takes dedication. It valuing yourself, like you just said a minute ago, it is a choice. It's either a belief or it isn't. And if it isn't one of your beliefs, you're not going to be dedicated to it. It's like if for someone who values honesty or forgiveness or kindness, that's a part of their core being. That's what they believe in. So they're going to pattern themselves after that value. They're going to measure their actions against their value system, right? But self-care and valuing yourself, that has to be a belief. You have to believe that it's important. And I love to say you have to believe in yourself even when the music isn't playing. Like when we watch movies with an athlete who's, you know, an Olympic athlete who's trying to get the uneven bars down. Mm-hmm. We always know when they're going to make it. And it's based on the music. You know, it's that music starts playing. You're like, oh yeah, this is when they're going to stick the landing because we've got our winner's music going. And I always thought, if I had that music playing, then I would know when to take the risk because I would know when I was going to get it, you know. But valuing yourself, you have to believe in you even when the music isn't playing.
I love that.
And truthfully, if I could just share a little story. Have you seen Moana?
Yes.
Like, you know where she's in the middle of the ocean and Maui has just left her because he's wrecked his hook and she's doubting herself in that moment. She's like, why am I here? Like she just feels like she is not meant to be the one, right? And the grandmother, you know, shows up on her boat and really helps her identify. She says, who are you? And so then Moana's music starts playing and she starts getting in touch with, I am this girl and I am strong and I know who I am and this is what I'm going to do. And then she dives back down to get the heart of the ocean, you know, that she chucked in the water, giving up. And the music's playing. You think, all right, here we go. And she goes and she grabs the heart and the glowy rock and she swims to the surface and the music is gone. And so there she is in the middle of the ocean, sopping wet. Her sail is ripped. Maui's gone. And it's just her on this raft made of logs. And she stands up and she starts sewing her sail and she sticks the paddle in the water and she just starts to go again. That to me is grit. You know, when you want to doubt yourself the most, you choose to believe in you, even when it looks like you shouldn't.
And I think that's important. As you said, it's within, it's those values, right? It's your core. And even with my clients, when I'm talking with them, I ask them, what are your values? And they're like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, because I mean, those are our foundations. Those are our building blocks. And if you don't believe in it, just like, I mean, when you're setting goals, if you don't want it, right? It's not, you know, oh, I should lose weight or I should do this. Should have, could have, would have, right? If you don't want it and you're not doing it for yourself, not for somebody else, but for yourself, you're not going to get there. So if it's not at your core, it's not at your fundamental, your building blocks, you're not going to get there. And I think the same thing here. If you don't believe that self-care, a deep, really meaningful self-care isn't for you, part of you, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yes, absolutely. And that's so true because if I can just add, if you don't feel like it's part of your belief system, it's not too late to make it part of it.
Yep.
You know, you can make that valuing yourself a part of your belief system and start exercising that muscle and start turning there even when it doesn't feel like the greatest choice.
I was going to say that. And that's new, just like new skills, right? It's not natural, right? It doesn't feel right. Like
it's not natural.
Right.
And so, it's not comfortable. Like we are more comfortable talking bad about ourselves. We are more comfortable with that pain. We are more comfortable sometimes assuming that we'll fail or assuming someone's going to think this about us because that's the pain we're used to. Right. Yeah. And so it's about diving into that uncomfortableness of doing something different. Like you say, that new skill set, it's uncomfortable at first.
Well, it's just how it's easier to, you know, do that self-deprecating, right?
Yes.
That the making fun of yourself before somebody else does it because you're uncomfortable, or that's how I got along. Like you see, you know, kids do that a lot, but adults do it, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, how do we stop that? And we're going to get into that a little bit later. So I don't want to ruin that discussion, but it is, I mean, it's so much easier sometimes to do the easy way, right? To take the easy way out, because that's what we're used to. That's what's comfortable. But, I dislike them, but I love them too. It's the, you know, magic happens outside your comfort zone. It's a reason why people say that stuff, because it's true. It happens.
So I know, right?
There's something, and you have an event coming up, and I think this, I love to tell listeners about this. So you have an event coming up. I think it launches in June, right?
Yes.
So tell listeners about that.
So it is called Girl, I Got You. It is just a Facebook group. My partner, Kate Simmons, and I started this about 2 years ago now. We were looking for a way to make self-care attainable, just bite-sized self-care, little things. You know, a lot of times we get, I'm going to take care of myself. And we make our big, long list, and I'm going to this, and I'm going to that, and I'm going to be a good person by the end of the month, or however we want to label it. And this is about finding those mini moments to value you, to intentionally take the time to see who you are. And yes, it's called Girl, I Got You, with the spin of it's looking in the mirror and saying to that reflection, girl, I got you. And we do 3 series a year right now. We just finished up She's Worth It about a month ago. And that was, you know, really tuning into taking that time for ourselves, believing in ourselves. And on June, I think first week of June, we're launching Remember Her. And it's about going back in time and remembering that childlike heart that we had, you know, before we put the expectations on ourselves, before we saw failure as bad. You know, it used to be you just tried things over and over again and you just never thought about it, right? When you were five, if it didn't work the first time, you just did it again. And so it's about going back and getting in touch with that childlike excitement, curiosity, belief, dream. I think it's important to connect adulthood with childhood. Like you, yes. Adulthood brings wisdom, it brings knowledge, and it's great. But if you lose your childlike sense of adventure and curiosity, then you miss out on, you know, truly having an adventure. You hold back. So you need the two to move forward. And I love this group. It's free. Anybody can join. And you just, it's just a Facebook group. And so every week we put out an email with songs to listen to that help encourage that concept for the week. We put out self-care challenges to try out, see how you like them. If they resonate with you, great, keep them. If they don't, throw them out, try something else. And then we also have live sessions where we talk about what we're learning that week and really try and express our experience and have other people share their experiences so we can all learn and grow with each other.
So how can people sign up for that group? Can they go to your Facebook or to your website and they can find the information right there?
You know, I just redid my website. Thanks for reminding me. I need to put it on my website. So it will be there soon. Right now you can go to my Facebook page, which is Jamie Leitner Life Coach. And if you like my Facebook page there, the link to our group is right there.
That's awesome.
It's linked to that page and you just click right on it and we'll get you going.
Because, you know, daily affirmations, we can all use them, which, you know, I joke, but I actually love it. I have little affirmations posted on my mirrors, on my computer,
yes.
But it makes me think of the, you know, daily affirmations with Stuart Smalley, for those who can remember, you know.
Yes.
Was it Al Franken? You know, I'm sorry, I'm an SNL fan. So,
oh, yes, those are the best.
But, and gosh darn it, people like me. They do. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. And so go out there, like Jamie's page, go on her website, take a look at it. And when we come back, we're going to discuss negative self-talk. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at bluelightninghealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brock, the letters mean the following. are, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care, and nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, rain isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit getrootedradio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's getrootedradio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Jamie Leitner, as we continue our discussion on self-care with the downfall negative self-talk has on it. So self-care, just like any other habit, takes time. And a habit to form on average is about 66 days, right? It could take maybe just over 2 weeks. It may take almost a year, depending on the person, of course, and depending on the habit that you're trying to create or break. But making deliberate shifts in your self-talk is one of the most meaningful ways you can care for yourself, especially if you tend to speak to yourself unkindly. Now, first step towards turning self-talk into self-care is to develop mindful awareness of your thoughts, noticing how you speak to yourself on a regular basis, and then taking control of that conversation. So, Jamie, tell us what other effects negative self-talk has.
Well, you know, negative self-talk is, it's just a drain. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest drain on your capacity. That whole idea of valuing yourself takes grit and choosing to believe in you. It's like having somebody constantly going behind all the progress that you're making and just ruining it. It destroys what you're creating for yourself. And then you just find yourself tired. You find yourself feeling like you can't do it. I've used the description of a backpack before with teens, and I have everybody shout out to me, you know, what are the things that you say to yourself that aren't kind and the negative words you use against yourself. And I write them on rocks, and we put the rocks in the backpack. And then I have them strap the backpack on and then try to do simple things like tie your shoe or even make a basket if I brought my ball in a net, or just, you know, run from here to there, different little just fun activities just to make it fun. And it's funny. It's just such a good eye opener to, wow, how nice would it be to not carry around that backpack? You know, we carry that backpack into every situation, and it weighs on our shoulders, and it gets heavy, and it affects, you know, how we stand and how we carry ourselves, and it affects how we see the world. You know, when we're in pain and we're tired, it affects how we see the world. It affects how we feel about ourselves and what we believe we're capable of. You know, if you're not going to feel very capable of going, you know, hiking up a mountain with a bag of rocks on your back. And so it just takes away from your capacity to move forward. Not to mention, it's just toxic. You know, nobody would live with gangrene. You know, it's like if it, when your appendix bursts, you get that thing out of there, right? Because it'll kill you. And I don't think people realize how toxic that talk can get. And if you think about, you know, how you talk to yourself, I love to ask that famous question. If you talk to your best friend the way you talk to yourself, how long would you be friends?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, that it is so true. I mean, would you say that to somebody else? I mean, why are you, I think talking, right? I talk to myself. Sometimes I need an expert opinion. No, just kidding. but I mean, it's not just talking. It's that thinking, right? You think it. You may not say the words out loud, but you're still thinking that. And that limited thinking, it's like when people say, don't be so poly positive. Well, it's like, but thinking good things and you know, saying positive things helps you be able to think that you can do them. Just like the more you tell yourself you can't do something, the more you believe it. And so it's that opposite of, you know, positive thinking. If you continue to think negatively, or you have that, you know, Debbie Downer, and you have all that, again, another SNL reference, but you have those things, right? And that's what makes you think you can't do it.
Yes. And you know, you said before, you know, it's not always just saying things out loud, it's thinking. Honestly, when you say some of the things out loud that you're thinking, you'd probably look at yourself and be like, did I just say that? When we keep those thoughts like running in our head, they grow more power and they become more real. And we convince ourselves that they're true, you know, and it's like, really, we've got to, I love how you brought up that awareness, become aware, but then really look at it, write it out, say it out loud and be like, okay, Is this true? And we've got to start shifting that. Otherwise, we're just going to end up incapacitated eventually.
Yeah. And it takes, just like we said, it takes practice to shift that perspective. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, but you have to continue at it. You have to continue, you know, thinking like a friend and really not get into the place of negativity, right? So even if you might not be able to do it yet, right? Always add that yet.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we aren't perfect. We aren't all natural born athletes or leaders or whatever it might be that you're trying to accomplish. It's, you have to keep going at it. I mean, if we were all that great that we could pick up something and crochet or pick up and paint or, you know, fix a car engine, it takes practice. You have to learn that skill and self-care and limiting that negative self-talk or eliminating it altogether takes practice and takes consistency and takes determination.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. And I think you hit the nail on the head too of that it is practice. And with practice, we have to remember it's not perfection. There's a difference between perfection and progression. And a lot of times we get so caught up in trying to get it right, trying to get better, that we have to give ourselves grace, even in the negative self-talk. Because sometimes for me, like, I'm like, all right, no more talking bad about myself ever again. And then, you know, I might screw up and then I have that moment of beating myself up for it. And then I have to beat myself up for beating myself up because I just said I wasn't going to talk negatively about myself anymore. Right. So it's that practice word is the important piece of changing that habit. Like you say, changing that habit, you're not going to beat the habit of talking bad about yourself if you talk bad about yourself for talking bad about yourself.
Yep. And I think, so that's one of the things that you had mentioned, and I want to give listeners a chance to hear it again, is that when you're thinking something, you had said, say it out loud, right? When you catch yourself thinking those negative thoughts in your head, say it out loud, because then you're going to see like how unreasonable is this, right? How silly do I sound on that? You know, is that a reasonable expectation or am I being completely unrealistic? And I think that's important. And it might sound a little silly to start talking to yourself, but you know, it's only when you start answering yourself that people might think you're a little crazy, but no, but I think it's important. I mean, it's a tool, right? It's a step in really combating that negative self-talk.
Absolutely. And, you know, that saying it out loud piece, when you hear yourself, And then you, if you can ask yourself, I love the questions that you're like, is that an unreasonable expectation? Is this reasonable for me to be, you know, thinking this way? That is such a good checkpoint question. Another checkpoint question being, is this true? Is this statement absolutely true? Because negative self-talk tends to come in absolutes. Like, you're the worst person. You never get that done. You'll never be successful at, you know, baking. I'm going to be like the Pinterest fail queen. So, you know, I definitely get that line. But, you know, if you're asking yourself, is this absolutely true? Your heart, if you're truly open, your heart will tell you, no, this is an all or nothing statement. And I will say, if you ask yourself, is this true? And you struggle with that answer and you start spinning out and you can't find your way out of it. If when you say yourself, when you talk to yourself out loud, you can't hear it. That's when you do. You want to call a life coach and say, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm hearing myself say to myself. And a lot of times talking to that external objective person, you know, a life coach can help you with more of those pointed questions to help you see the unrealistic side of that, or where you're not giving yourself room to be human. You know, and a life coach can help you reframe and replace. And like you, like with a word yet, like what a powerful tool for, yes, for self-talk, such a powerful tool. In the very beginning of my training, I had to use that constantly. Cause you know, when you're beginning to learn a new skill, it's like, well, I'll never get it. I'm not good at this. And I don't see people this way. Well, yet. And you know, for listeners out there, I would challenge you to use it, use that word just for fun, just experiment with it. And ask yourself, or then ask yourself, how does that feel? When I tack the word, if I say, I will never be a good life coach, or I can't help people, that's very defeating. And it's very, there's no hope in that statement. Whereas when I said, okay, I don't know how to help people yet, or I haven't figured out this tool yet, or anytime I added the word yet, there's power in that statement. And so just play with it. Play with it, yes, with anything. You know, I don't know how to bake yet. And just play with the feeling, that emotion that happens, because those are true, that, you know, your heart is telling you what's true.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it is when you have those thoughts, you know, acknowledge them, right? You acknowledge them, but and ask yourself those questions, right? You know, yeah, flip it around. Is it, you know, and I think you said something like this, is that, did you make that mistake because you're a failure, or just because, yes, you're imperfect like everybody else?
Yes.
Right.
You know, you just said the word mistakes. And I'm like, if we change the way we saw mistakes, you know, we use our mistakes against us. That's where a lot of our negative self-talk comes as well. But when I'm working with my clients, sometimes I ask them, you know, if you got hired in at a job and they said, listen, you've got to make 50 mistakes a week, otherwise you're fired. How would you view mistakes?
Yes.
You'd be wanting to make mistakes. You'd be like, let me see what I can mess up and learn today. And that's just it.
It's an opportunity, right?
Yes.
It's an opportunity to learn.
Yep. And I'd love to see that. And I think that's shifting more in our culture, where we're starting to see that as an opportunity. But mistakes have been such a burden, and the way we've seen them culturally for so long, that it's taking time, you know, to shift that as a culture.
Yeah.
But more and more, I'm seeing schools and businesses start to value that learning process. And I'm excited about it. You know, I still have a hard time with my own mistakes, but I want to continue to shift that so that my kids start off, you know, with a different view of mistakes and further down the generation line.
Completely agree. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's discuss things you can do to practice valuing yourself. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christel Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Jamie, tell listeners how they can contact you and to learn more about any of your upcoming events and series.
The best way to get a hold of me would be go straight to my website at jamieleitner.com. I do also have a Facebook page called Jamie Leitner Life Coach, so you can reach me through there as well. But if you go to jamieleitner.com, you can contact me. You can read about all the offer, everything I offer. It just tends to be the simplest way.
Wonderful. So that's jamieleitner.com.
Yep.
All right. So the last topic we wanted to discuss with listeners are the things you can do to practice valuing you. So are there specific tools or exercises that a client or any of our listeners can practice that will help really truly value themselves and find meaningful self-care routines?
Well, I think there's probably a million, and I think every life coach has their favorites. So I think no matter what choice you're making, you know, when you set that intention to value you, there's so many helpful tips. I would like to share a few of my favorites.
These
are the ones that I tend to lean on. One being, and it's part of a series I offer, I'm calling it Dare to Fly. It's based on the Four Steps to Confidence book. And that series has a bunch of exercises in it as well. And I'm just going to name a few of them that tend to be my favorites. Number one goes back to that valuing yourself takes grit. Choose to make it a belief. you know, I encourage people to come write down their values, write down what's important to them, and put valuing you on that list of things we're always striving to keep, you know, maintain and do. Another thing you can do is take a healthy risk for you. Get out of your comfort zone. Take time for you. A lot of times this is a risk for people because, again, we get so caught up in needing to go and do, you know, becoming those human doings that it feels uncomfortable, you know, to take that time for ourselves. So take that risk to take time for you, or maybe take the risk to speak up in a situation. The risk that is healthy for you can be very personal. I mean, ask your heart. Your heart will tell you, you know, what would be a good risk for you to take. And with that, I would say boundaries. Set boundaries. Set boundaries with yourself. So your self-talk, set boundaries with it. Decide, you know, how you are going to talk to yourself. When you get into those modes of talking in unhealthy ways, you know, set a timer. Decide, you know what, I'm having a hard time kicking this self-talk habit. I'm going to put a boundary on it. I'm going to say I'm going to give myself 3 minutes to really give myself a lecture. And then after that, I'm moving on. You know, set a boundary with yourself. Also, set boundaries with others. You know, set those guidelines in place. And that's a risk too. Take the risk to tell someone no. You know, it's hard to do sometimes. Another one of my favorites is, and we've covered some of this, is value the experience and the results. You know, let's stop valuing the expectation or the approval, but value the mistake, value the steps, like really intentionally get curious and look and be grateful for all these adventures that are adding to this amazing, wonderful being that you are. And, you know, when we can shift to valuing the mistake, I say specifically because that's where we tend to get caught up, then we are valuing our experience. Therefore, we're valuing ourselves. So those are a few that I bank on. I just find them to be very, very helpful. And really start, if you want just one to start with, aside from making it part of your belief system, that should just be a given, like throw that on your list right now. But one thing that you can start with is take a healthy risk for you. Step out of your comfort zone and take a healthy risk for you. It's amazing. It's like, you know, when someone decides they want to go skydiving, they're scared, they're nervous, they get the chute on, they're like, oh my gosh, am I going to make it? And then when they get on the ground, it's like the most exhilarating sense of accomplishment, right? I have faced the fear. And same thing with those healthy risks. You know, you take those healthy risks for yourself and they're very, very impactful.
And don't be, you know, you're going to be afraid, but do it anyways, right? It's the, yes. it's that, I don't know how many times I've caught myself doing it that you were like, why did I procrastinate so long to do that? Look at how I got through it. It was fine. And I feel good that I did it. You know, it's like going to work out when you've had a long day. You're like, oh my gosh. But then you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did it. Right. It's yes. Understanding that it's going to be hard. It's going to be work. But that satisfaction that you're giving yourself, right? You're doing it for yourself, you know, to be a better you. And I am always real careful. And I think I'm sure you've probably experienced this too, is you don't want to tell somebody that, oh, you could be better. And yet sometimes, you know, you feel like as I have, and at least me personally, I'll make that an I statement, that I know I've felt like that sometimes when I'm coaching. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying that you can't be, that you're better or not better. And I think that is something that we want to make sure that we understand, is that we're not saying that you're bad, right? We're saying that there's something inside you that wants more. Let's let that person out and let them be more, because you can. It's inside of you.
Yeah. It's like you're saying before when you said add tax. It's about you. For me, it's about me wanting my clients to see the capacity and the amazingness that they are, like I see within them. A lot of times I can see like, oh man, you know, you are so amazing, but you don't see it. And yes. It's about increasing that capacity. You know, I love that you, if I can take you back to the workout, I love that you talked about that workout. A lot of times I talk to clients about how, you know, if you decide to join a gym and you're like, oh man, I want to build my biceps. And so you start, you know, doing that bar exercise and your muscle starts to burn. Your first thought isn't, oh no, this is horrible. I'm doing something wrong. I think I should quit now. Right? You're like, oh yeah, feel the burn. I'm growing. That muscle's coming. I'm doing something right. This is great. I love it. Right? And that's the same with life, that we're just exercising those muscles so that, like you say, we have that more capacity and again, not about being a better person, but really seeing all that we are. I think that's, you know, we're there. We are a great individual, but we don't see it.
Right. And I think, and that's a big thing, is that we are all well worth it. And Jamie, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your self-care tips, the true secrets to self-care. And we will definitely have to get together again and do another collaboration. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. This was great.
I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take action. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.